Robot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Eric Rice.
Old football injuries come back to haunt me.
Al Bundy, I mean.
Not really.
We've also got Starman Michael Gaines.
Misa thinks we need more Star Wars movies.
And we're getting them. As everybody knows, we are getting them. But we'll get to what they might be. Of course, because every week there's a new rumor about them.
Nothing dilutes a franchise than more stuff we don't need.
Well, that's true. But again, we don't even know. But it's something to talk about. So, you know. Mm-hmm. I've continued my unemployment by sitting around doing nothing for another week, basically.
Good job.
Let's see. Wait, did we have Thanksgiving in that week?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Oh, so I did some stuff. I did do some stuff, actually. I did eat. I ate a lot, and then I ate some more, and I got out of the house a little bit and hung out with some friends and did that.
I handled Thanksgiving like a boss. Didn't overeat, didn't gain weight, nothing. In fact, I think I lost a pound. Woo.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You guys made a whole separate meal for leftovers. How did that happen?
Well, it's like enough people coming over, and it's like once you cut it up for people, and you know, and plus we just had an oven fixed, so we're just like, all right, let's do a dry run. I actually ran into a lot of people who were doing dry runs, like a friend of mine, actually old co-host of mine, Josh, a.k.a. Suge White, he just won a battle with cancer, so that was pretty awesome. But he smoked a turkey that was wrapped in bacon, your typical internet.
Wow.
Meal, yeah. So he did a dry run first to make sure. So they had leftovers. We do the same kind of thing. Thanksgiving is not really this like ooh big holiday. It's like anyone who's like out and about will be like, come on over, we'll just eat and shit. So that was pretty good.
Yeah, I had three Thanksgivings and I didn't get leftovers from any of them. Although when I tweeted that somebody busted me, like, I tried to give you leftovers. I'm like, I don't remember you doing that, but maybe.
Yeah.
That's like the best part, and I've somehow missed out on that. I mean,
although I'm kind of done with turkey because we've had it a few different ways. Turkey stew.
Oh, turkey salad.
Yes,
that's my favorite. I like turkey
popcorn,
salad.
Turkey, fried turkey.
Yeah,
turkey gumbo.
Not a lot of, and it's not like, yeah, and it wasn't like nothing to. We don't watch like, oh, let's watch parades. We don't do that. But can't even watch hockey because hockey's canceled still. Through like December.
I think they usually have football.
Yeah. And now I'm sitting around because my foot decided to get foot AIDS or whatever. I have no idea.
Oh, God.
I was walking around today doing absolutely nothing. I haven't run in like a week since Thanksgiving. And then my foot just decided to be like, yeah, I'm going to start debilitating you. So now I'm walking like with this severe limp. This all happened within the period of like a couple hours this afternoon. So I gotta go to the doctor. And you know what? It's not like I'm some grand marathon runner, but being told to sit still is so annoying. I can't. I want to go downstairs, get a glass of water, and I'm like, it's now an ordeal. So now I'm gonna go get me a glass of water. I am stir crazy from just being forced to sit down for a few hours.
Huh.
I'm like, what is that shit?
Your dailies.
If I ever lose my legs or anything and I got to be in a wheelchair, I'm going immediately out and training to do like that, you know, wheelchair basketball thing.
Oh, yeah, murder ball.
No way I could sit still long enough.
You can do some murder ball.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I'll be like Joe and the Family Guy.
Yeah. Wow! Yeah, you know, I remember... I had to have like an ingrown toenail or something pulled out a couple of times, but I remember going there and being like, you know what? If I'm going to be a doctor, I would want to be something like this, not like an internal medicine doctor where you have to guess what's wrong with somebody based on whatever they're thinking about at the time, like their made up pain or whatever. Like feet is pretty much, you know, what's going on. Like they can only be so many things.
Well, yeah. Although it isn't, there's nothing swollen.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. It's like all this mystery. It's like, what the, you know.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm sure a podiatrist or somebody, I'm sure a doctor will be able to figure it out. I mean, I had like a spot on my leg, and I went in, and I'm like, I don't looked it up online. I couldn't find anything about it. I'm like, what is this? And yeah. She like knew exactly what it was and gave me like some cream, and it's like, fine now. Like
I tried to be
I didn't even like, ever heard of what she said it was.
One of those weird Google patients, because it's like, I need like a badge or something that says, I can Google shit, but not get all crazy about it. Because you know, doctors and stuff have to deal with people who are like, I Googled it, and I think I have the foot aids.
Right.
You know.
On the other hand, that came in handy when I had Kaiser. I know you seem to like Kaiser, but I hated Kaiser because I would have to look that stuff up and go in and tell them what I had because they didn't know.
It's kludgy, but it's there, right?
Yeah.
You know. Well, and that's the thing. So foot injuries are very common. Everybody has them at some point. Old, young, athletes, old people. And all of the really common stuff, no, not that. It's like, oh, well, there's this plantar. No, not even that. Not even the right part of the foot. So it's in a place that's just like, what the, you know. So that's just annoying.
Mm.
So we will see. I'll just play some more Halo and Warcraft and we'll call it a day.
There you go.
I'm sure that you can sit there for a few hours without having to get up. I have faith. I can train you. I've become an expert at that.
But you mock our Warcraft skills. Yeah, just in IRC today.
Did I?
Yeah, you were like Baba Booey in the middle of.
I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Warcraft thing.
You're making up words.
You can talk about anything, Eric and I, without you going erp, derp, or Warcraft. Eric and I, you know what?
I didn't even know that was Warcraft. You're talking about like Cthulhu or something in there, and I'm like,
Cthulhu? What was I talking about?
Yes, you were. I'll go find it.
No, it wasn't Cthulhu.
It was Cthulhu.
Cthune.
Whatever.
I was saying I soloed AQ-40 all the way to Cthune, but you can't solo AQ-40. Well, you can, but it's very, very difficult.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, exactly. See, there he goes again. You are outnumbered, and we have better ratings than you. No, they just updated a big ass patch this week, and so there's like now tons of stuff to do
this week in Warcraft news.
Right. Twin wow.
Do I have that? I probably have that somewhere.
You know said trombone.com.
Yeah, I do have that, but I loaded up a bunch of stuff in the soundboard, but I forgot what's in there.
We'll wait while you find it.
Yeah, I don't think I have it in there, but I do have a bunch of TV themes. We can play Name That TV Theme later if you want.
Go ahead, do it. Do one right now.
Do one right now? All right,
There we go.
Here's one, maybe you'll know this.
How old do you think we are?
You're older than I am, and I know what that is.
What is that?
You have no guesses?
Like My Mother, the Car, or something like that?
No, it's not that old.
Mary Tyler Moore? I don't know.
It's not that old. No. That's Benson.
Oh, I knew it sounded familiar. I wasn't a big Benson fan. I didn't really watch it.
All right, how about this one?
Like an L.A. Law type thing. Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law.
Nope.
Hill Street Blues.
It involves it? People with badges.
You got any guesses?
Oh, wait. Is that Dallas?
No.
Oh. That's Larry Hagman died. So.
Yeah, I could play Dallas. No, Dallas is easy. Everybody knows that. That was Alf.
Oh, good I never Lord. Watched Alf.
Oh, yeah. You're like, come on, let's play the game, but you don't know any shows.
0-2.
Alf came out at a time when I really wasn't watching much TV.
When did you watch TV?
When did I watch it? When I was a kid. And then college came, I didn't watch it. And then post-college, I really didn't watch it. I really didn't start watching TV again until the X-Files came around.
And now he's underground.
Oh, all right.
Well, I cut the cord.
That might be more your speed.
Whose ass are you pulling that out of?
Reading Rainbow? What is that?
BJ and the Bear.
All right, this game is stupid.
Well, I'm trying to find something that's more your era of watching television. I don't know, man.
It's my era. I remember that.
What?
Hogan's Heroes?
Oh, that's F Troop.
Oh, F Troop. Okay, well, those two were
sick. We get closer?
We need to get... We need to get him a job so we'll get off the Nick at Night.
All right. Well, maybe
right now, people are screaming at their iPods, being all.
That's pretty sick.
There you go. You finally got one. All right. We can move on.
Stuck at your back.
I don't. You know what? I might have those in there somewhere. Fuck it. Did you guys do anything? Did you do any Black Friday shopping?
No.
Did you do any small business Saturday shopping?
No.
Was there one for Sunday? I don't even know.
Well, there was Cyber Monday, which turned into Cyber Monday week.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. We were all talking about this. Is that they'll tell you that there's some big deal, and then Matt, you were talking about this, about the TV that you found.
Yeah. There was a TV.
Similar.
The Monday before Cyber Friday or Black Friday there was a TV at Best Buy that I was looking at. It was $280, mm-hmm. 40 inch. It was just like an Insignia, but you know, nothing high end. So $280, Black Friday. Now I don't know about door buzzers or whatever, but I did go in there Black Friday like at 3 p.m. and they had that TV on sale for $300. So $20 more. And then I went in there. Now this sale was supposed to be all weekend. I went in there Sunday evening and it was $350. So yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Good job, Best Buy.
What sucks about Black Friday is when you actually discover you have to go out for some completely bullshit unrelated to shopping reason. And you're
Happened. I had to go to Home Depot on Friday, but by the time I had to go there, everything was already like.
I think if you go there after noon to any of these stores, it's probably all right.
I know. It's like, oh my God, I need a receptacle. My house is going to go on fire. And then, like, there's this long line of crap.
Well, I heard somebody complain that it didn't really matter because instead of people lining up at 4 for the 6 o'clock opening, things were open at midnight.
Yeah. I went over. Well, Mike and I were talking like Thursday night, I guess it was. And it was like midnight here. And I was like, you know, you were going to bed, Mike. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to go over and see what's going on at Best Buy. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking, if I go over there at midnight, maybe all of those people waiting in line for 2 days will be in there already. And I can just, you know, come in. Like, I didn't care about any of the doorbuster stuff. I just like, I wanted to see what was going on.
They always have like four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have like four things that you can buy. So, I mean, I figured, okay, all those people go in, they're going to get their TVs or whatever they're there for, that, you know, that's super cheap. But I didn't care. I just wanted to see what it was. I got there, the line was around the building and down the street, and I stood there for like an hour just watching it, talking to this other woman whose daughter like snuck in line and got in.
And, now, why didn't you interview people for robot underpants? What are you here for? I want to save $10 on a TV.
Right. It'd have been a bunch of that. That's why. It was, I don't know. I mean, maybe if I'd gone over there, if I'd thought about it, maybe if I'd gone over there like the day before.
We're waiting in line to get Black Friday cards.
We're waiting for gift certificates. I just need some batteries.
They're like Hallmark cards for Black Friday because it's probably its own holiday now.
Yeah, right. What are you waiting in line for? Best Buy. I need some AAA batteries.
I know. Drive an hour in the cold to stand in line for 3 hours.
For 3 days.
3 days. Wow. 3 days. Seriously.
$10 on a sweater.
Yeah.
There you go.
People were in line, started getting in line at the Best Buy here like 2 or 3 days in advance.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, that holiday is down. We have a few more coming up, I guess.
Yep.
So. Festivus. Is that what you said?
Yes. We have the poll up.
Festivus for the rest of us.
That show never gets old.
Did you see? I don't know if we talked about it last week. Did you see the Game of Thrones Seinfeld episode? They threw a laugh track and Seinfeld music onto an episode of Game of Thrones.
Was it funny?
It actually was. I mean, the laugh track didn't really fit.
Right.
It was funny. It was funny once. That was about it.
Yeah. I think I watched about one part of it at the beginning, and then that was that.
Incidentally, we just happened to be watching some episodes of Red Dwarf, like season 7. Okay. And there was a laugh track. And I can't remember, even though I've seen all the Red Dwarf. Did all of Red Dwarf have laugh track or no? Or was that a momentary thing? I just completely blanked on whether or not they did or not.
I don't know.
Either of you watch Red Dwarf.
No.
Damn. 2-0
Sorry. I did watch Short Circuit today.
Number 5 is alive.
I hadn't seen that in a long time. So then it made me go look up to see if there were any sort Johnny Five building groups, and of course there are. Not as many as other things, though. There was a couple people
that's like, that's like Coke cans and Kleenex boxes, though. That's not like an Iron Man mask.
Do you want no, movie hold up?
Yeah, actually, because it used real things, like it used real robotics, and not just like CG'd robot, like, you know, Transformers. Whatever the Fallen down the stairs was on earlier. And
no, I mean, I'm talking about the humor and the script and everything.
I mean, yeah, that was like, actually, yeah, because Fisher Stevens is still, that was still funny. His character was funny. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't catch all that stuff that he was saying wrong. You know, he uses all the wrong words and stuff. He's like, I bet she's a virgin, or at least she used to be. Like, you know, like I didn't remember that as a kid. Like that was funny. But like some of the slang and stuff didn't really, it was like, it was pretty dated. Like I'm a jerk. I feel like the jerk of the world. Like, you know, who says that? I'm going to start saying that. You're the jerk of the world.
You do that. Let us know how it goes.
I'm going to start.
I don't think I ever recall hearing that.
Yeah.
There's always the Valley Girl speak. Gag me with the spoon.
Valley Girl. There's a movie I haven't seen in a long time. I
haven't seen that. Grody to the max. So yeah, there was a couple of people who were building a Johnny Five, and like they were trying to do it like for reals, you know, with all the robotics and stuff, and that was kind of interesting to see what they were doing. I didn't see anybody that actually had completed one. Some guy had like a head that he was working on, and it was noisy as hell. It was a lot of.
I'm sure it was noisy on the set.
It probably was, but it was just like a lot of servos going every time he did any little thing. But it was kind of cool. I also was looking up last night. I got pulled into, because the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson was on, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if anybody's built a Jeff Peterson robot skeleton. And so I went and looked up that there, and on the RPF.com there were some people working on it. They like, it's just so funny how people spend, and I spent a lot of time looking at it. A lot of time just trying to figure out every little detail. Like, you know, you'd think, okay, so, you know, cause Grant Imahara built it from what's the name of that show? Mythbusters. And, you know, you just figure, okay, he just went and grabbed like a, whatever, fake skull, threw a mohawk on it, whatever. But there's like a specific kind of skull called the Bucky skull that he used for it. It's not like some other one. It's like the eyes, everybody like figured out like based on the roundness of the eyes and the overbite and all this stuff. It's like, wow. Who knew? So then I'm like, if anybody went through my history from last night and saw like I'm visiting like skull shops and skeleton places or whatever, like it was just funny. Like, just all this stuff. And then the eyes are specific kind of lights that people tracked it down and figured out it was some kind of, you know, auto lights or whatever and all this stuff. So
hack the planet. And you know what though? That's gonna be really valuable because like what was it? Intel, I guess, is going to go forward and be like, we don't want people messing with processors. So now getting into the innards of a machine is going to be more, you can't just yank your processor, put a new one on or whatever.
Really?
They're going down that road.
What are people doing with them that they feel they have to do that?
You know, it's everybody wants control over the hardware. So, you know, the more people hack things apart, 3D printing and die cutting and even robot assembly, even the stuff like the Pepacura stuff where people are making stormtrooper helmets and stuff. That is hugely vital.
When the apocalypse comes, we're going to need people to make stormtrooper helmets. And
for real.
Well, speaking of the apocalypse, some idiot is building an ark.
What?
No, I have it in the show notes, which nobody reads.
Yeah, no, I'm saying what? Why don't you explain?
Oh. So there's a guy,
because there's other people that are listening that don't see the show notes.
There's a guy in China who blew his entire life savings building an ark because he believes that on December 21st, when the Mayan apocalypse comes, that there's going to be a flood. Of course, nobody said that it's actually going to be a flood, but that's what he believes. So he has absolutely no money anymore.
Yeah,
and he has ark.
Well, he's got that.
He just needs to get a copy of Call of Duty, play the zombie level, call it a day.
Now, can he fit 2 of every animal on the planet in there? Because it doesn't look like he can. Just the important ones. No unicorns.
No, probably just like test tube bottles with like DNA in them.
Oh, yeah. That would work.
I don't know.
He's a man in China. Spent his life savings.
Poor guy.
Damn Chinese.
It displaces, crazy. What does it say? It displaces 140 tons of water. Wow. That's pretty big.
I can displace 140 tons over water over a long period of time.
Yeah.
Once?
Speaking of DNA, didn't somebody in Texas like say we figured out how to sequence the DNA of Bigfoot?
No, I haven't.
What? Huh?
Yeah, some scientists in Texas says they've sequenced the DNA of Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm familiar with Sasquatch, but I didn't know that they had DNA from him though.
Yeah, it's a thing apparently.
Huh?
So
are they gonna clone one or what?
I don't know.
That sounds like a good idea. That sounds about
Jurassic Park. That's it's going to open.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Almost as good as, let's see, which bad idea do you want to go to next? Flight of the Navigator is being remade, apparently.
Interesting.
Compliance.
Yeah. I mean, I liked that movie as a kid, but why bother when you got like Star Wars to do?
Yeah.
Because that spaceship was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, and we liked it because he went from being this totally like, please proceed, to this Pee Wee Herman, I know you are, but what am I thing.
Right. And right,
we're
right.
Like, oh,
thank you. You did frighteningly well.
Listening to reason, Francis.
Did you ever see that photo of Cherry like out in the alley in the trash when they like threw out the set?
No.
It's so sad. Go look that up. It's sad. So the guys that apparently are going to be writing this are from this Safety Not Guaranteed movie that is getting all this press because it's rumored that the director of that is going to be doing Star Wars.
Okay.
And it's like some movie that no one's ever heard of. I've never heard of it. I don't. And of course, if I haven't heard of it, why would anybody else? So, you know, Disney must really like these guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
Other bad ideas. There's a sci-fi is going to break into the feature film business now, apparently. And I like this sci-fi channel.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I like that this article says, this is from iwatchstuff.com. Sci-fi is hoping to break into feature film business, and because this is sci-fi, they're looking to do it in the batshit craziest, easiest to ridicule most sci-fi way possible, with a remake of Waterworld.
Oh, that's the company that's doing Waterworld?
Yeah.
Oh, I
dry land is not a myth.
Wow.
Yeah, they thought that the first one was too good. I actually didn't hate that movie. I saw it twice in the theater.
I haven't
seen it. It wasn't bad. I mean, it's got Dennis Hopper in it, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Kevin Costner. He's got that bad voice that doesn't make him
But he's got the whole Keanu thing going on. So, like, if you look at Keanu movies where he has to talk, not so much. But movies where he's just looking concerned all the time and then doing action things, pretty good, right? Matrix, Speed, things like that.
Fair enough.
Much Ado About Nothing? Yeah, I'm not feeling it. Kevin Costner, I think, was the same thing.
Kevin Costner has that... Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, that voice... Like, Leonardo DiCaprio had the same problem. He has, like, a not commanding voice. Like,
yeah, just, I know what you're
talking about. It's just like, it feels like they're weak leads. I don't know.
Well, Nick Cage also doesn't have a commanding voice, but he can simply remedy that by just losing his shit.
Yeah, like screaming at me. <everything. laughs> We need to work on our Nick Cage impressions.
Oh, God.
I don't even know how to begin.
I don't know how to begin. You have to have some sort of it's tough because it's you could easily fall into like Matthew McConaughey or even Keanu.
Whoa. Exactly. No, that's way. The only that Keanu's whoa is Sean Connery's yesh.
Yesh.
Do we have Bill and Ted news?
That was supposed to be a.
I didn't make a thing. We don't have an intro if that's what you're asking for.
I'm gonna have to check if there was any Bill and Ted news in the last few weeks.
When is that supposed to happen?
Put them in the Iron
Maiden. I don't know. It seems like everything is coming in dribs and drabs.
Dribs and drabs, you say?
Yes.
This week.
Yes. This week in drips and drabs. Here's some more drips and drabs for you. Some Batman possible news. So everybody was talking about Joseph Gordon-Levitt becoming Robin or taking over Batman at the end of, well, if you haven't seen it, there was a thing. Anyway, the last Batman movie. But this is from HitFix. They claim that apparently reputable sources have told them, quote, Joseph Gordon-Levitt absolutely will be appearing in the Justice League movie as the new Batman, unquote. Which might be interesting, I guess. It's interesting that they're gonna tie it into the Dark Knight movies. Do you think?
Yeah, to keep it consistent, sort of what Marvel does.
Yeah, but those Dark Knight movies didn't have anything to do with Tim Burton's Batman or Joel Schumacher's Batman.
No. I mean, from this point forward, from the new stuff that he's doing.
I don't think those Dark Knight movies were supposed to have anything to do with the Justice League. They were their own thing.
Well, originally, I don't think they did, but then Marvel started doing their stuff, and then DC said, oh, wait a minute. Maybe. We can do the same thing. So there's this new Superman movie coming out next year. The trailer is supposed to be on the head of The Hobbit. So hopefully we'll see that.
That's supposed to have to do with the Justice League too, I guess.
Yeah.
Who's the guy playing Superman?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either. I actually didn't think that the last one was that terrible. But
the last one I thought was very well done. It got a lot of criticism for a variety of reasons. But I still think that the movie was very good.
And then Brandon Routh disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll turn up. All right. Well, you want to get to the Star Wars news?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Shut up, Yoda.
Alien Beavis.
What's that?
It's like an Alien Beavis did that theme song.
Kind of. You're getting the robot voice going over there. Star Wars news, we have that. Well, we could talk about. Yeah, all right.
What are we, insiders or something?
No, I was trying to decide which. We have two things, and one of them has to do with the Safety Not Guaranteed duo that was rumored to be part of this new Star Wars film, apparently is not now. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier with that. It's not really. Yeah. So instead, they're going to be doing, apparently, going to be doing The Flight of the Navigator instead.
Okay.
So whatever, who cares?
Everyone have a Halo movie.
I don't know. Maybe they'll write that too. Maybe they'll write everything now.
Yeah, maybe that'll happen when the Warcraft movie comes out.
With Jar Jar Binks?
No, not with Jar Jar.
Hey, I think that's happening with all this episodic crap that they're doing. CGI, but you know what? There's a couple people in there that look like human.
Eric, your audio is farting.
Yeah, you got the robot noise. Well, while you work on that, which might just need to be unplugged and plugged back in, the Star Wars movies are rumored now to be possibly, or may possibly be, character spinoffs. I guess the way that Marvel's doing Iron Man and Captain America and all that stuff. So you might get your own, your very own full-length Jar Jar Binks movie now.
See, that's the scary thing, is that that's going to come next. It's like Jar Jar Binks and the Pride of the Ewoks or some crap like that.
And at Disney.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Is that this is one of the things that bothers me about Disney, is that Disney will put out this amazing, beautiful, wonderful movie, and they'll let it sit for like 10 or 20 years, and all of a sudden, sequel, direct-to-video, crap.
Yeah. And that's true. They might go direct to video.
They said they want to put more movies in the theater, like 2 a year or something like that. But the problem that I have with that whole thing is that now you're starting to dilute the franchise, and that's what I'm a little worried about.
Then
you got to look at it in another way. Is that those of us that are older take a look at things like Cinderella 5 or something like that, and we more or less ignore it. So for me, Cinderella 2, 3, or whatever they're up to now means nothing.
Right.
Really means nothing. So maybe not. I don't know. Maybe there is actually a market for little kids when they sell this stuff for $2 at Walmart. I don't know.
And at theme parks.
Yeah.
Well,
Star Wars, I think it was Spike, as they do, was showing all of the Star Wars movies over the holiday weekend. And it was weird because I didn't sit through them. Like, I had them on while I was doing stuff. So it was like, I'll look over and be like, oh, episode one's on. All right, that's still kind of terrible. And then, like, episode two, and then three, four, and I'd look, and it got to The New Hope, and then they would switch to something else. And I'm like, well, what happened to Empire and Jedi? So then the next day I'm watching, and it's like, here we are. And then they start with, like, episode three, and then get through Empire, and then no Jedi. And then, like, the next day I'm like, oh, look, Jedi's on. So it was weird. But I was watching it going, I remember watching three going, and thinking as Palpatine's telling the story of Darth Plagueis and going, oh, there's a whole backstory they could do a movie about, and now they might. Oh, yeah. Like, now they might actually do that.
No, but you see, that's interesting. That's actually interesting because it's a little dark. It tells a little backstory about the backstory, which is fine. That's perfectly fine. That's the kind of stuff that I want to see. Ewoks, Jar Jar,
There's already Ewok movies. Do you remember those? The TV movies?
I do remember those, yes.
With Wilford Brimley and the Beatus.
I remember when I sat down to watch it, I was a kid, and I was watching it for like 5 minutes and went, oh, this is terrible.
See, I was young enough that I liked those. I liked the Ewoks as a kid, because I was five or something.
Five?
No, I was a little older than that. Five. I was older than that. 16, all right, I was 10.
All right. Well, maybe that makes much more sense.
I was a kid. Whatever. But yeah. So yeah. So what? We're gonna have like a young Palpatine and his pod racer with horses pulling it or whatever.
I don't know.
Well, if they only make one movie, it might be interesting. I don't know. It could be, but it's like it's fine as a story. It's fine as a flashback.
Yeah.
Do we? Maybe. I mean, maybe they can pad it out to a whole movie. I don't know. Something, 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 dark side. Yeah. Well, whatever. Well, I guess also Rick McCallum retired.
Yeah, so he quietly retired around the same time as this Disney announcement. And
what did he do again?
He produced episodes 1, 2, and 3, the last three movies.
But he had something to do with the originals too, didn't he?
No.
You sure?
No, nothing at all.
Huh. I thought he had something to do with those.
Nope.
I'm going to look that up because I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
I don't.
You know, screw you.
Because I remember he wasn't doing.
I don't think he was old enough to do anything when Jedi came around.
Oh, he had something to do with the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. Maybe that was it.
Was he around that long?
Yeah,
that long. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I knew he'd been around for a while. Didn't really say what else he did. Yeah, he was born in 1952. Oh, he is mostly known for his work on the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, as well as the Star Wars Trilogy Special Edition and the prequel trilogy.
Oh, the special editions. Right. So that must be what you're thinking.
I think how the special editions are now the editions.
No.
As far as official Lucasfilm goes, they never show those old ones anymore. They don't show those when they show them on TV.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's going to wind up happening?
Yeah, I know. They're going to put them out now.
They're going to put them out.
Yeah. Well, good. I don't. You know, maybe they won't. I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe they will.
That time-honored Disney classic.
You know, yeah, exactly. You know what they should do? They should go in. They should go into the prequels and alter them to look like the originals. To replace all the CG with Muppets and robots. That's what they should do. So then they'll all match. But I think that's why Lucas did that too, though. I mean, so that they would match a little bit more with the prequels. And it just doesn't really look like...
Just get a giant cinematic Instagram and run all that through it.
And just put a filter on it.
Yeah.
And we're done. Perfect.
We'll all watch it on Facebook, call it a day.
Yeah. Well, remember when Facebook tried to have movies? Yeah, that's funny.
No, not actually.
No.
Yeah, what? When they tried to sell movies through there, you could watch movies through Facebook. Remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I can't even keep track of what that.
That was like up. For a day. Yeah, yeah. They were trying to do their own like. It was like a day because they did it with like one movie, and it was like Batman Return or Dark Knight. No, that was the last one. What was the second one? The one with the greasy homeless Joker. They I remember they released it. They didn't release it through there, but they had it. You could.
I have it inside.
You could watch it like with Facebook credits or something. Facebook credits. You could like rent it. Yeah.
This week in RoboCop news.
Somebody's gonna start a company and make money selling us this weekend. Insert name of movie.
This week in RoboCop news. We have some video of RoboCop riding his motorcycle. I don't even know if it's what's his name riding it, but somebody dressed as RoboCop is riding it up and down the street and weaving through cars.
I hope they don't go to Starbucks on the set because it'll be like, this week in RoboCop news, they got some pumpkin spice lattes.
The thing is, these cars don't look very futuristic. They look like escorts and crap.
What?
The cars that he's like weaving around as he's driving through whatever neighborhood this is, I assume that they were filming something, and like nothing looks very futuristic about it.
Well, cars do have. I mean, when is RoboCop supposed to take place?
In the near future.
Near future, you can get away with stuff like that. Because I mean, come on, can anybody have like a 77 Trans Am? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was like. I guess 2030 is kind of the near future.
Yeah, someone's totally going to have a primer gray Prius up on blocks.
Yeah, sure, up on blocks, but these are like all parked along the road, like because it's filming today. the cop cars look all a little bit futuristic. I can't remember when this was supposed to take place. Oh well. I remember we looked it up one time, but I don't remember. No matter. I think that's it. Oh, there was one other RoboCop news bit. Where is it? There's some photos out there of Gary Oldman and Michael K. Williams on the RoboCop set. They're like goofing for the camera.
Okay.
That's about it. Man, I didn't know Gary Oldman was in that. Or going to be in that. Mm-hmm. Got everybody in that.
I think we talked about it before. Michael Keaton.
Yeah, yeah. In the year 2029 is when this takes place.
Okay.
So I guess it's the near future. I consider like when the movie comes out in 2014 to be the near future.
Nah, you gotta project it where. Here's how you do it, because I do this kind of genre stuff. So near future is where. Take all the cool prototype shit that you see on sites like Yanko or Prototype Cities or all like the really good shipping container homes and stuff and just treat that as like, yeah, normal stuff. That's just what it is. And then you'll have all the current stuff that we have all, be like, wow, look at this antique iPhone 5, right? That's all you do with near future. It's not that far of a leap to go, oh, this is what's going on. Because look, go back, how far 2029 in the future? What, 17 years? So just go back 17 years.
Yeah.
We're in, what, 1995?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1995 is not that much different from today. So you got to push it a little bit. Just make something shiny and glowing blue. Oh, okay. Just get neon blue and, blue has
Back to the Future 2?
Because it used to be orange monochrome, right? There will be a new color someday.
Yeah.
But for now, future equals blue.
Yeah.
Because the color is behind you, behind your desk. It's all blue. It's
Cybertron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All blue.
But that's been the future for a long time.
Yeah, well, we could be ending the era of
Except for the 2000, what was that movie? 2001, when the future was white.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
White's good. You got to remember, though, some colors are hard to really get across. Green is a pain in the ass color.
Yeah.
Yeah, try and pull up green in Photoshop and you'll just want to slash wrist. It just it's a horrible color.
Orange.
Well, yeah, orange. You do white, but you got to be careful because you start getting black around orange and it's like, oh, Halloween. Someone's got to make a Halloween comment.
That's why it's white and orange.
Yeah, which is, that's very like, I don't know, Swedish or something.
Yeah, you're thinking of blue and yellow.
No, well, there's a pair, there's some like motocross armor that you can maybe, I think it's from Sweden or something. And it's orange and white.
Orange and white seems to be futuristic too to me. I don't know why. Probably from some movie. Yeah, that's all I have.
And it's going to be unisex colors too, so you can't go all magenta and shit.
Fuchsia. Fuchsia and cornmeal.
Yeah, right. There you go. Futuristic Martha would be proud.
She's already a robot. Stepford Martha. I think that's it.
You think that's it?
I think that's it. It's time for the Starman Post Show.
The Starman Post Show is brought to you by
all of his shows. And they are
World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, The Hooniverse, Week in the Life. What else do I do? The Infinite Loop Show and the Nexicon and this thing.
And we're going to soon start This Week in Bad Movie Ideas. It probably won't be called there that, though. Go. We'll call it something else. Yeah, we could. There's stuff every week that we could fill a show with that.
I am at StarMike on Twitter.
And on app.net.
Jesus.
Starman on app.net.
Oh, yeah. You managed to get that one?
Please send me something on app.net. I have nothing to do there that's not a carbon copy of Twitter.
what's your username on
Eric Rice?
And are you Spin or Eric Rice on Twitter?
I'm both, but I've been using Eric Rice more because Spin is more game, because that's my game persona.
I thought that was going to be your Jeep persona.
Well, but then my Jeep's a game too, right? So pretty much my real life video game self is.
But hey, life is a game too, though.
You know, in some variation, I am Spin in all. In Ingress, I'm Spin. I don't hide who I am.
In English?
Ingress. No, not Ingress. English. English.
Oh, because I've been playing a game called English this whole time, and I'm like, I don't get this.
Yeah, Google's got like a Shadow Cities knockoff, but ooh, they invented it. Anyway. Yeah.
I didn't like Shadow Cities.
Location-based thing where you go on and capture portals. And basically, they use blue and green to make you feel like, I'm doing futuristic gaming, and you're really data mining for them. But whatever. Yeah, I'm Spin there. Be enlightened. Yeah.
Truth. I'm Langley. I'm Langley on all of the things.
All the things.
All the things. And that's going to do it, I guess. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, I'm gonna hobble my ass to like an ice bath. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow at the doctor. I hope I don't have like stress fractures and whatever bone in my foot.
Yeah, you might have just pulled something down there.
But that's the thing, I didn't do anything.
I know, but you can do stuff without knowing that you did it.
I was like walking across a parking lot. Ooh, right. Watch out. Extreme.
Well, you might as well
start
slicing those.
My mother-in-law did break her foot getting out of a car. So I guess it's possible.
Everything's possible. You better start slicing those tennis balls to put on the bottom of your walker.
Oh. No, I need like some hover device, or I already have a Segway. I need something cooler than
that. You should get another Segway, and maybe we can work on building some sort of fiberglass.
I actually sold my Segway real quick, and then we've got to get out of here. After leaving Silicon Valley and I came up here to the Portland area, I had a Segway, but I have no... now I have a driveway, but nothing around me has concrete, and you can't use it.
You got to get those all-terrain tires.
Well, I thought about that, but then I'm like, nah, just put it. And I actually sold it for like 75% of its value. That thing totally got me paid. I was like, all right, this is a nice little treat.
Yeah.
So whatever.
We could have built.
Think about that, because there is an off-road Segway.
There is.
And it's only for off-road terrain.
In case your neighbors don't think you're weird enough.
What?
I can't see my neighbors. I have a bunker. I'm fine.
See, what you need to do is you need to mount a gun on your Segway and then
Mount a what?
A gun. Mount a gun on your Segway.
I could do that.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, see, Paul Blart fucked it up for everybody.
Oh, well, that's true.
He did.
People riding Segways fucked it up for everybody.
Well, that's true. On that note, I'm finding an ice bath.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Adios.
When I sleep, will I dream of electric sheep? When I sleep, will I even dream at all? Each day I wake up wishing I could take myself apart and scatter all the pieces on the floor. When I sleep, do I dream of electric sheep? When I sleep, do I even dream at all? Each day I wake up wishing I could take myself apart and scatter all the pieces on the floor. When I breathe, do I need air surrounding me? Floating free, do I need to breathe out? Everybody knows.